Rock dogs.
Rock dogs. Rock dogs. You are locked into right now at Rock Dogs. Part of MaximumThreshold.net. Rock Dogs comes to you to promote new and upcoming bands, to put them on head-to-head with other artists, and let the people in the chat room decide whether to buy them today or wait. Rock Dogs. Log in the chat room right now.
Rock Dogs!
Hey everybody, you know what time it is. This is Rock Dogs. Rock Dogs. Yeah, and we're coming at you live right now. Tonight on the show we're going to be having on Guitar Virtuoso. Wow. Any guitarists out there, man, you know who this guy is. No introductions with this. This guy's been around the block for years, man. He's been with countless bands, played with some of the greatest musicians of all time, and he's going to be on this show here in a few minutes. Yes, that's Tony McAlpine. Wow, this is pretty cool. I'm pretty excited about this. Finally get somebody on here again who's a phenomenal guitarist. And it's somebody that I just want to say, it's an honor to get him on the show here. I got a lot of emails this week on people just saying thank you, man. Thank you for getting him on the show. People were really excited about it. So I think that was really cool. I want to thank everybody who's there and also helped. So, I'm going to start off by playing some of his music right now. Off their new one, The Devil's Slingshot, Nederland. So here we go. This is some Devil's Slingshot. Some new stuff. Well, fairly new for you, so. It's pretty cool, man. You guys will like this. If you like some good guitar, some awesome drums, and some, wow. Like I say, Billy Sheen's on bass, so you know where it's going with that. So, yeah, I'll be back in a little bit. And here's Deaf Bitch Blues for you. Another one. It's going to be all Devil Slingshot tonight. So turn it up. It's a cool tune, man. You like this. This is a cool one here. This is Ocean. Yeah, this is the one, man, that gets to this song. I hope you guys dig this one as much as I do. Of the movie collectible comic book issues that are in high demand because of hit movies released by Marvel, DC, Image, and Dark Horse Comics. MovieComics.com is the online comic book store, which offers these issues well below the Overstreet value. The key collectible issues you need to make a nice investment in the comic book movies out now and those yet to be released, such as Invincible, Iron Man, scheduled for release in 2008. MovieComics.com also have Golden Age Comics, all first prints and mostly in fine to mint condition. There are more than 1,000 collectible comic books available from their comic book store. Make sure to grab your copy of your favorite comic book hero at MovieComics.com. Once again, that is MovieComics.com. And when you go to their website, tell them you heard about them here on MaximumThreshold.net. And that is MIECOMIX.com. You have to have your own radio show. You want to stream stuff online? Well, your chance is here. Stream 101, all your streaming needs. Once again, it's stream101.com. Sign up today and get your own server. Stream101.com. Hey, this is a radio show. That's at MaximumThreshold.net. And you are tuning in right now on Rebel Radio 104.1 FM. Once again, this is Rebel Radio 104.1 FM radio station on the internet and everywhere else. And I'm back, and on the phone we have Tony McAlpine. Tony, you there? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, great. So how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Relaxing here in L.A. for a little bit, taking a little time off before I get back to work later on this evening.
Cool. How is it out there right now?
Like 100 degrees.
Wow.
Very hot.
It's starting to come down over here in Cleveland area here. It's going down. It's like the 50s over here right now. So it's pretty nice weather out here now. Like we have been for a while.
Right. Yeah, well, you know, it's nice to have a nice change of season.
Oh, I used to live out in San Diego, so I know how that is.
Oh, yeah. Nice area down there.
Got to make your way up to the hills and all that. That's one of the cool things, you know, going from really hot to the beach, and you go up to the mountains and go skiing all in one day. So that's pretty wild out there.
Yeah, that's very cool that you can do that.
So
I
you
really
get,
enjoy that.
So you got this project out, Devil Slingshot. You want to talk a little bit about it, how it was formed and how you guys put the record?
It's actually a band that we toured together a couple of years ago, really without the aid of a record. And after that tour, you know, we did, you know, Virgil Donati on drums, and we had a great time. And after that tour of Europe, Virgil and I, and you know, during that tour, had the idea actually to record a band record with the Devil Slingshot, and that's really how that came about. We basically toured first without a record, and then did a record later.
Oh, cool. So how was the reception of that when you're playing out?
Oh, it was great. Yeah, it was really, you know, so subsequently after that release, you know, we went out again, and we've had two great tours, you know, playing, you know, this genre of music for a very appreciative audience. A lot of great cities, you know, toured all, you know, through Germany, Italy, and, you know, Holland, and, you know, some wonderful places, all, you know, Denmark, and it was really great.
When you toured with the band, did you go on the road with other, you know, other bands like yourself, or did you go out there like with bands that they had vocalists? Or was it all instrumentalists?
Well, mainly the majority of the shows were just we were the only act of the evening.
Oh wow! So how long were your shows that you'd put on?
About 2 hours generally.
Oh wow! That'd be like I would think that'd be more like a clinic than a show. Seeing all you guys up there.
Yeah, it was you know, a rather interesting you know, affair. There's a lot of energy, and we were able to cover a lot of Billy's tunes that he wrote over the years. Some of my instrumentals that I've done, you know, other records.
Okay.
Like you know, Maximum Security that came out on Polygram years back, and so the latest one, Chromaticity. We did some stuff off of that, and we did some stuff off of Virgil's you know, Virgil Donati's records. So we really had a good time.
Cool. So how is it working with the other artists there? And I know you guys, to me, it seems like you have a super group there. It's almost like they had the G3 kind of thing when you guys hit the road. Do you get that vibe also when you're out there?
Do we feel like it's a super group?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not per se. I mean, you know, we feel like it's just, we just try very hard to really be in touch with the... I'm going to move here. Try to be very in tune with the things that we're doing.
Yeah.
But, it never affects our thinking as to, you know, like a conception of what we think we are. We really just enjoy playing together.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't done so for so many years. You know, I played in Steve Vai with Billy.
Yeah.
And Virgil at one time, and then just Billy. And then Billy was, I was lucky to have Billy on my first instrumental record years back. So that was a great, thing. And we just have a great understanding. And I think, I think it helps us. We never really think of it like it's a super project though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would think that, you know, you guys being in the band, or you guys all know your limits, your limitations on each other. But when you guys are playing, you just ever look over at Billy, or he looks over at you when you're doing something different that he's not familiar with, and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe you just did that.
Maybe a couple of times that kind of stuff, yeah, kind of camaraderie goes on. But for the most part, you know, we're pretty consistent with what we're doing. We're playing the stuff that's on the record, and we're not really straying too far from, you know, the playbook.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
So how has the reception of the Devil Slingshot been out there like with your record sales?
Well, the record just hasn't been out that long. It's done very well in Europe so far, and it just came out here on August 26th. So we haven't really received any kind of notification of what the numbers are, but I'm sure it's going to be pretty good.
Cool, and I'm going to try everything I can to help you guys get you as much airplay as I can out here, especially on MaximumThreshold.net website and along in the player and on the Saturday night show also. So anything we could do, Tony, to help you promote your record, man, just let me know. We're there for you.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
No problem. I got a question here. I talked to you a little bit off the air about your website. We have somebody here, somebody by the name of RR00. They came on and they said one question they want to ask you is why you allow your websites over the years to stagnate, or you don't keep them updated.
Well, I'm not in the website business. I don't really, it's not my job to maintain the website, really. I mean, I'm really pretty much on the road 9 months out of the year. I'm not really one of those guys that sits there and tinkers around with a computer.
Yeah.
My emphasis is really making music.
That's it.
And I meet these fans, fairly well on the MySpace issue, and obviously in the concerts. And so, you know, give or take, I'm busy at what I'm doing, and we keep the website going as best we can.
Yeah, the people were asking about getting merch. People want to get your stuff online also.
They want to do what?
They want to buy your merchandise, anything you have on there. They want to get their T-Mac fix.
Yeah, I understand that. But, you know, we haven't had a new record out in a little while. So this is the first, I haven't had a solo record out in a while. And right now, this record has just come out, a little more than a month ago. Mm-hmm. And we're finishing work on the new Ring of Fire record, which is going to be titled R.O.F. And that's a singer Mark Bowles and a drummer named Patrick Kotzner.
Oh, okay.
And bass player Philip Bino. And, when that comes out, there'll be a lot more, swag and things like that concerning that, because that's more of a commercial rock band.
Mm-hmm. I'm cool. Looking forward to that. Let me see. Cool. On the double slingshot there, of all the tracks that are on there, which one are your favorite ones that you like to perform the play out with?
Well, I had a lot of fun with so many of them. We played Netherland, and we played the ballad, the Steel, which blues we played. We played them just like they were in the record, in order.
Oh, wow.
And Layoff and Injustice Line.
Cool.
First five tunes we played on the record. It's a lot of fun playing those.
Which one does the audience really get involved with? They really enjoy.
Well, they really like the ballad to the Steel.
Okay. Well, I'll play that song a little later. After we're done here, I'll play that for everybody so they know what you're talking about. Yeah, I got the record over here. Like I told you a little while ago, I'm loving this stuff. It took me a couple of listens to really get the real vibe of where you guys are going with it. And like I said, it was really good, especially if you're a musician, if you're a bass player, guitar. That was Tony McAlpine. And what I'm going to do is here, I'm going to play some more of his music here, and I'll come back in this session of Rock Dogs. This is Hourglass by Devil Slingshot. I hope you guys are liking this. Yeah, and I'm back. There we go, that's better. One more. Just got done hearing the interview with Tony McAlpine on here. Awesome, phenomenal guitarist, man. You guys, Slingshot, get that. There's some really good stuff. I'm playing a bunch of tracks off this night, so you guys get a good taste of what's on it. You get the vibe. Go out there. I have the links up on the website on the MaximumThreshold.net site. Get a hold of it. Support Tony on this and Billy and everybody else. Good record, man. Give it a few listens. Like I said, man, it'll really suck you in there. Good stuff. So, coming up in the chat room there. We got a packed chat room, man. I haven't seen it this packed in a long time. Yeah, we were talking, you know, in the chat room there briefly about with this Maximum Security record, as well as Billy Sheehan and some other cool stuff. And I'll tell you guys later, but you guys are awesome. Thanks for being here tonight and listening in. And wow, all I gotta say is I was shocked tuning in for the interview. It was really cool. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Yeah, so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna be ending this little bit of show here, Terror. So don't forget to support our sponsors of this particular program. This particular program is supported with big, nice, good sponsors. Check them out at moviecomics.com. That's Movie Comics for your best comic book needs. Moviecomics.com. That's MOVIECOMIX.com. Also, stream101.com. If you're ever planning a feed or whatever, you want to talk to other people, or you want to do your own show or whatever, you can do that at stream101.com. You could be a DJ. Yeah, but it's not that easy, though. You're going to get a lot of crap comes with it. Also, I want to thank Rebel Dave. Man, you rock, man. Rebel Radio 104 FM. Check them out, man. We got the links to all of their sites that we're talking about here on the MaximumThreshold.net site. I'm sure you see it in the band. Come on, man. Show them the love, man. They're great, great sponsor of the show. Also, Level 27 Clothing, online.com. Thank Maximum Threshold for support show thing. And let's see, who else? I want to thank Jeff out there for everything he's doing, shows that we got going on out there. Agent Orange, Dan, wherever you're at. I know you ain't listening, but thank you. I want to thank the Academy for this award. I want to thank all the big people, because I'm a little behind the mic. So, yeah, so. Okay, well, let me play these commercials here, then I'm going to get out of here. And then I'm probably just going to put in some music and stuff for you guys. Hold on in there. I'm in here for a few minutes. Okay, thanks a lot, man. I'll be back. Got something you want to say? Got a comment for the crew here at Maximum Threshold? You can do it by calls 339-2637. Once again, it's 206-339-2. Tell them what you got in your mind, what you want to hear, who you want to see on the show. But call now. Leave a message. Maximum Threshold. This is, it is Level 27 Clothing, where they have outs, jewelry.com. Check them out. It's time to pay the bills. Kick ass commercials. Support these guys so that you will not be getting the show you're getting today. Thanks to all the sponsors. Maximum Threshold would like to thank the following syndicate to hear Maximum Threshold on MorningShowCentral.com, The Classic Metal Show, Radio.com, Hard Rock Society.com, Rebel Radio, SpiderRadio.net, ToxicTunes.com, MegaShaces.com, and Party934.com. Maximum Threshold Radio Show. Please shoot over an email to Dom@MaximumThreshold.net. MovieComics.com. The mission of the MovieComics.com is to find the best high demand because of hit movies released by Marvel, DC, Image, and DarkComics.com is the online comic book store which offers these issues well below. You'll also find many of the key collectible issues you need to make a nice investment in a comic book release, such as Invincible Iron Man, scheduled for release in 2008. They have gold and silver, bronze, copper, and modern age comics, all in the mint condition. There are more than 1,000 collectible comic books available from the. Make sure to grab your copy of your favorite comic book hero before someone else does today. Once again, that is moviecomics.com. And when you go to their website, tell them you heard about them here on .net. And that is moviecomics, MOVIX.com. Think you're bad enough to have your own radio show? Well, your chance is here. Stream101.com. Streaming needs. Once again, it's Stream101.com. Your own server. Time.
Hey, unsigned bands. Hey, unsigned fans. Want your music heard?
Yeah. Name of the band and the MP3 of the song.
Send it to
Dom.net. Once again, it is Dom at Maximum Threshold. You are.
Are you a guitarist, a musician? Well, have you tried the Monera guitars out? Now, Monera guitars featuring the Lotus guitar, no cutaway guitar on the market. The traditional single on the left side surface area used to grab and articulate, incorporating the Monera guitar's patented tone tail, adding an additional tail on the upper left bout. No cutaway guitar have been corrected. The cutaway and enhanced to tie in with two other points on the body, Monera design style, joining countless hundreds of with the guitar played by the professionals. Check them out at MoneraGuitars.com.
Rebel Radio, 104.1 FM.
Like eating a spoonful of Drano inside.
Rebel Radio, Cabot, Arkansas's best new rock alternative.
This bullshit commercial.
Rock Dog!
Next week, Rock Dogs. Rock Dogs. Rock Dogs. You are locked into right now. Part of MaximumThreshold.net. Rock Dogs comes to you to promote new and upcoming bands, to put them on head-to-head, and let the people in the chat room decide whether to buy them today or wait. Rock Dogs. Log in the chat room right now.